Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. No pijan parva, yimad naadi. Sudana danda, rajajaram janda. Sudana danda. Tata, such as she, Shimad, Divine Grace, Sabaya Chananada, Bhaktivedanta, Gosami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anandagoti, Vaishnava, Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Ram Say, Kaho Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu, Nityananda, Shidwaita Karadha. Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Maturam Ki Jai Navadip Aum Gijai. Jagannatha Swami Gijai, Yamanamaya Gijai. Srimade Lassi Devi Gijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai. Go, Premananda Hari Hari Aliyat Bhoi. All glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All right, we'd like to welcome the devotees who are joining us. Shamasaki from Australia, Uviandi, Gokulendra, God knows where he is. Avikash Chan, Dhirupashanta from Bosnia, Gora from Slovenia. Vina Sharma, Kamalesh from Sydney.
Okay. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, we're reading from the 8th canto, chapter 6, text 16. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Shukuvacha.
Evam virinchari birit
Evam virinchari birit
Evam virinchari biritastad
Evam virinchari
biritastad Vijayate sham hridayam yataiva
Jagadaji muttad
kabiraya
gira.
Vadanjalin samrita sarvakarakam.
Ashisha
Guvacha
Evam
Virinchari
Viriditastad Evam Virinchari Viriditastad
Vijayate Shamridayam Yataiva
Vijayate Shamridayam Yataiva
Jagadaji Muta Gabiraya Gira
Gadaji Mutra Gabiraya Gira
Vadanjalin Samvritapsarva Karakan
Vadanjalin Samvritapsarva Karakan
Ashisha Govacha
Evam
Virinchari Viriditastad
Evam Virinchari Viriditastad
Vijayate sham hridayam yataiva
Vijayate sham hridayam yataiva
Jagadaji mutta gaviraya gira
Jagadaji mutta gaviraya gira
Vadanjalim samvrita sarvakarakam
Vadanjalim samvrita sarvakarakam
Okay.
Evam
Vijayate sam hridayam yataiva.
Okay, ladies. Shri Shukuru Vacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said.
Evam.
Thus.
Virincha
Adivihi. By all the demigods. Headed by Lord Brahma.
Edithaha.
Being worshipped. Hat
vigaya,
understanding the expectations. Tesham,
of all of them.
Hridayam,
the core of the heart.
Yata, as.
Eva,
indeed.
Jagada,
replied.
Jimutta
Gaviriya,
like the sound of clouds.
Yira, by words.
Vada
Anjalin,
unto the demigods,
who stood with folded hands.
Samvrita,
restrained.
Sarva,
all.
Katakan,
senses.
So
translation, Shukadeva Goswami
continued,
when the Lord was
thus offered
prayers by the
demigods headed
by Lord Brahma,
he
understood the
purpose for
which they had approached
him.
Therefore,
in a deep voice
that resembled
the rumbling
of clouds,
the Lord
replied to the
demigods,
who all
stood there
attentively
with folded
hands. You can repeat.
Shukadeva
Goswami
continued.
When the Lord was thus
offered,
prayers by the
demigods,
headed by Lord Brahma,
he
understood the
purpose
for
which
they had approached
him.
Therefore, in a
deep voice
that
resembled
the rumbling of
clouds,
the Lord
replied to the
demigods.
Who
all stood there attentively.
With
folded hands. So there's no purport to this text, nor the next few texts. We'll keep reading until we get to text 19, which has a purport. So text 17.
Eka
eve shvarastasmin
surakarye
sureshvaraha
vihartu
kamastannaha
samudrom
matanadipiki. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the Demigods, was capable of performing the activities of the demigods by himself, he wanted to enjoy pastimes in churning the ocean. Therefore, he spoke as follows. Text 18.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Hanta Brahman Naho Shambho He Deva Mama Vashikam
Vashitam
Shrinuta Vahita Sarve Shreyo Vasya Dhyata Suraha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other demigods, please hear me with great attention, for what I say will bring good fortune for all of you. Then, yata danava daitye yaish tavat sandhir vidhiyatam kalenanu grihi taishtair yabad vova vakatmanaha. As long as you are not flourishing, you should make a truce with the demons and asuras, who are now being favored by time. So, perforce by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. One word in this verse has two readings, Kalena and Kavyena. Kalena means favored by time, and Kavyena means favored by Shukracharya. Shukracharya being the spiritual master of the daityas. The demons and daityas were favored in both ways, and therefore the demigods were advised by the Supreme Lord to execute a truce for the time being until time favored them. So, Maganat, Timidandasha, Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur, Miditam, Yena Tasmai, Shi, Gurave Namaha. So you find that with the demigods, they run into trouble whenever they are negligent in their worship of their own spiritual master, Brahaspati, or they offend some great sage. And from time to time, you see these demigods running into trouble. Of course, in this particular case, you have Indra, who was riding on his elephant, Airavata, and then Durvasa Muni. He was thinking, let me give him my garland. I mean, obviously, if you get a garland from a great personality, as is described, one can make great spiritual advancements by taking the remnants of a great personality, the remnants of the deities, etc., like that. And these remnants are meant to be worshipped. Just like if you go to Vrindavan, I was just in Vrindavan, you'll see that there's various, paraphernalia that Srila Prabhupada utilized years ago before he left this world, and they're all in a glass case, and they're all worshipable. Anything by Srila Prabhupada, sometimes devotees have part of a dhoti of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes devotees have some flowers that were offered to Srila Prabhupada, or a book that was signed by Srila Prabhupada. I mean, all these things are worshipable. And especially the shoes or anything that belongs to the anything that belongs to the spiritual master, anything belongs to great personality, anything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. During Jamastami, sometimes we sell the deity clothes, and people buy the remnants and put dress their children up in the deity clothes, with the deity clothes. So they make great spiritual advancement. Of course, the only thing you're not supposed to, let's say, wear in the shoes of the spiritual master, the socks of the spiritual master, or not supposed to use the bed or the sitting place of the spiritual master. In any case, here was a garland being offered by Durvasa Muni, and Indra, instead of understanding this is sacred, he threw the garland basically on the ground, and his elephant Airavata trampled the garland. And Durvasa Muni, of course, got very upset, because Durvasa Muni has a temper. The word Durvas means someone who has a bad temper, someone who has a bad face. In other words, he's angry. He's an expansion of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, of course, means Ashutosh, easily pleased, easily angered, or displeased. So because he offended a great personality, Indra offended the great personality, the demigods are finding themselves in this particular situation. At the same time, the demons coming to their senses, so to speak, if you can say that about the demons, they are actually being properly respectful to Shukracharya, who is a Brahmin. And because of that, they're becoming very powerful. Very, very, very powerful. And they can defeat the demigods at this particular point. So this is one of the points being raised here. Another point is quite interesting, is that Krishna had this whole plan, as mentioned before, two verses ago. It says, although the Supreme Personality of God and the Master of the Demigods is capable of performing the activities of the demigods, he wanted to enjoy pastimes in churning the ocean. So in other words, this is all part of Krishna's pastimes. However, you cannot blame Krishna. You should not blame. You can do anything you want. You should not blame Krishna for the demigods committing an offense against Durvasa Muni. You say, well, there's Krishna's plan. Krishna made them commit an offense. It's not their fault. No. They actually chose to commit an offense. Or, not that they were thinking we're going to commit an offense, but they chose to be complacent. Complacent, not properly respectful towards a great personality. And of course, this happens, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, that Srila Prabhupada mentions that one should be very careful when dealing with the spiritual master or the deities, and Prabhupada actually even said neophyte devotees shouldn't be doing deity worship or be dealing with the spiritual master because it's actually quite dangerous. People become complacent. We see this sometimes with the deities, that people become very, very complacent when dealing with the deities. They forget that Krishna is there, he's the Supreme Person. As Srila Prabhupada stated when Prabhupada was installing the deities of Rukmini Dwarkadish, actually it was Rukmini Dwarkanath, the small deities in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was crying. He says, you know, you're dealing directly with Krishna. So we forget that after some time because every day we're dealing with something that's so spiritual. And you find that someone, when they first come to Krishna consciousness, they're just like overawed with the spiritual energy and more reverent and, you know, more ecstatic. And then after some time, when they become complacent, then there's offenses being committed, and as a result of offenses being committed, their taste diminishes. I mean, you see this all the time, that new devotees come and they have such, wow, what a taste they have for devotional service. They have dreams of Radha and Krishna. Every time they taste prasadam, they think, oh, it's so wonderful. And then us have been in the movement, 50, 60, 70 years, or even less, of course. Then we just take it for granted. You know, like Lord Chaitanya, he was always, like when Lord Chaitanya took prasadam, it's described, he was just like an ecstasy because he was understanding, this is the Lord's saliva. I mean, this is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he was feeling so much happiness just from doing that. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, prays in his song that whenever I taste the prasadam, whenever I hear the holy names, you know, I feel ecstasy. And of course, we're not feeling that right now because of offenses we've committed against devotees because of this complacency. So one has to be very, very careful, not only with the guru, but any Vaishnavas, anybody who is serving the Supreme Personality of God. And even if someone chants Hare Krishna once, it's described in the Nectar of Instruction that we should offer respects in the mind. You know, even if they chant Hare Krishna once, even if they're not following the regulated principles. You know, somehow or other, they chant Hare Krishna. We respect you because you're on the path of devotional service. It's not an all or nothing thing. And so we have to be very, very careful with actually all living entities, not only devotees, not only people who chant Hare Krishna, but actually anybody, any living entity, an ant. A devotee should respect even an ant, what to speak of a Vaishnava, what to speak of an advanced Vaishnava, what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we do become very complacent. So the point I'm making is, don't blame Krishna for the demigods becoming complacent. Even though it is Krishna's pastime, Krishna's plan, their offending Durvasa is not a pastime. It's not a pastime. It is their mistake. So Krishna is taking advantage of their mistake, which he knew would happen, because as Krishna describes in the Gita, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything, past, present, and future. Krishna is Trikala-gya. Trikala-gya, that's the name of Krishna, of course, which means he knows past, present, and future. So he knows, he knew, that the demigods would make this particular mistake, and so he utilizes the scenario to carry out his particular pastimes. And you see this all the time. He knew the demons were going to take over the Earth planet in the beginning of the Mahabharata, of course, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, he uses that particular scenario to come down and to enjoy life. But ultimately, all these different things, like the demons defeating the... the demigods defeating the demons, religious principles being established, devotees being protected, you know, the famous verse, Vrijanaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Shudushkritam. That can all be done without Krishna. You know, it's not necessary that Krishna comes down to do all these things. Krishna comes for his own purpose, as mentioned here in this previous verse. He wanted to enjoy pastimes in churning the ocean. Now, what are the pastimes he enjoyed? Of course, when we're reading about these particular pastimes in churning the ocean, he takes various incarnations in order to do that. He has the Dambantari incarnation, he has the tortoise incarnation, he has the incarnation, Vishnu incarnation that holds the hill up. I mean, it's just amazing. And what to speak of Krishna in the heart of all the living entities. He's enjoying all those things. So, what is he actually enjoying? I mean, does Krishna have like a deficit in the spiritual world that, you know, he can't go swimming in the spiritual world, so he has to take birth as a fish. He has to take birth as a tortoise in order to enjoy in the material world. No, what he does enjoy is the reciprocation, the loving reciprocation, because Krishna has everything. Krishna is not lacking anything. You know, what do we hear from the Upanishad? The Supreme Lord, Om Purnam Adah, is perfect and complete. Perfect and complete. The only thing that he's hankering for is the loving reciprocation with his parts and parcels. Of course, he has unlimited parts and parcels, unlimited lakshmis in the spiritual world, lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sayavimanam govindamana purusham tamaham bhajami. He has unlimited. But he's hankering for having loving reciprocation with us, with the demigods, and even with the demons. Because when they were churning the milk ocean, demons and demigods were churning the milk ocean, they were actually scratching his back. They were doing devotional service. So he enjoys the loving reciprocation. And of course, for the demons, from the demons' perspective, that was what? Vidyata Sukriti. Even, they didn't intend, they didn't think, oh, let's serve Krishna by scratching his back. But Krishna was tricking them to do devotional service. Because that's what Krishna enjoys. Sometimes we think about Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world, especially the pastimes of dancing with the gopis and everything like that. But what does he actually enjoy in those pastimes? We project our mundane mentality. And we think, well, Krishna's enjoying just like, we would enjoy, because I wouldn't, but some of you would, like boys and girls interacting, there's some physical sensation, emotional sensation, hormonal sensation, people fall in love, And so we project this upon the realm of the absolute and think that, you know, Krishna's dancing with these beautiful girls who are very beautiful. There's no doubt about it. But Krishna's dancing with these beautiful girls and, you know, he's enjoying. But Krishna doesn't, he is enjoying. But Krishna doesn't have material senses like we do. Krishna enjoys the loving reciprocation and the surrender. I mean, why does Krishna pick women as the best devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Yeah, but that's an interesting question. Not because, like, externally they're more beautiful. Actually, Prabhupada said one thing very funny. He said, in the human species of life, the females are more beautiful than the males, and in birds it's sometimes the opposite. Like if you look at, Prabhupada said, like if you look at the peacocks, you know, I was just in Vrindavan, and the peacocks are beautiful. The peahens, they're ugly. No, they're not ugly. They're actually, you know, they're plain Jane, isn't it? It is white. And who's attracted to someone wearing white feathers? So, and the peacocks have those beautiful things like that. So anyway, but in the human species, you know, women are more beautiful than men. I mean, usually you don't go up to a man and say, Gokulendra, you're beautiful. He would probably report me to the GBC if I did that. Anyway, so the reason Krishna, I mean, the gopis are more dear, because they've sacrificed everything, because in society, in correct society, like a woman's position, chastity, the family, relationship, you understand. And it's considered the top. And they sacrificed everything, their respectability in society. I mean, nobody wants to be disrespected. I mean, for example, let's say if a man goes out and gets drunk, I mean, it's not so respectful, but, you know, nobody's going to just go, he's a drunk. But a woman gets drunk, because nowadays it's a little bit different. I'm talking about a respectable society. We, you know, the scenario of a respectable society. We're not talking about modern America. So they surrender everything. You know, their families, their husbands, or whatever. Respectability, just to be with Krishna. And you compare that with the other devotees. I mean, of course, they all are completely surrendered to Krishna. But the coward boys didn't lose their respectability in society by going out and herding cows, did they? I don't think so. And Mother Yashoda, she didn't lose her respectability by taking care of Krishna. But the gopis, everything, all their position in society, it's like that. I mean, and you have to understand, like, traditional Indian society, one's reputation is so important, isn't it? And, you know, people are really scared about someone talking about you. You have to understand Indian society to understand these things. And so the gopis surrendered everything for Krishna. And so that's why they're considered the greatest devotees. Respectability, position in society, family. I mean, some of them, of course, when Krishna was present, some of them just like dropped off their children like they didn't exist. And anyway, so what Krishna enjoys, getting back to the point here, in these pastimes is, you know, of course, he's very playful, but more than anything else, he enjoys the loving reciprocation. Even if it happens to be a Gyata Sukriti. Just like sometimes some of you are going out in Harinam and engaging people, right? And people are... And Krishna enjoys that. And devotees enjoy that too. I mean, and like Prabhupada gave the example one time, there was a kirtan or a program, and Prabhupada said Narada Muni came, and he was laughing to see all the malechas and yavanas dancing in Chennai. So, That's the enjoyment. Krishna really wants people to come back to him, so much so that he's enjoying being scratched. I mean, certainly he has plenty of Lakshmis to scratch his back anyway in the spiritual world. He doesn't need to appear as tortoise so that the demons can help scratch his back. But he has plenty of Lakshmis doing that. It's not like us. If we want to scratch our back, we got to buy one of these back scratchers from, you know what a back scratcher is? From Amazon.com. You know, you just go Amazon. All my back scratchers here. You know, you got someone to scratch your back. But he loves bringing more people in, engaging people in his service. I mean, this is really the loving exchange. So, you know, you can say, you know, the Lord Tortoise was getting his back scratched and accomplished many purposes, or his jewels were being polished too. That's another point. But really the point is he was enjoying that loving exchange, even inadvertently how the demigods and the demons were giving it to him. So he's always planning how to engage people in devotional service. And really, that's the point. Hey Krishna Karan Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radhakanta Namostate. Dina Bandhu. I mean, what does the word Dina Bandhu mean? The friend of the poor. Isn't it? Bandhu is friend. Dina Bandhu. Like Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harina Mudrila. That chanting of the holy names can uplift the fallen, everybody. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harina Mudrila. So, Krishna's Dina Bandhu, so he makes all these plans to enjoy the loving reciprocation, engage people, Agyata Sukriti. So when devotees present Krishna consciousness, they should have this in mind too, to engage people in Krishna consciousness. I was just listening how Prabhupada gave Priyananda Maharaj a very nice instruction. He said, don't present Krishna consciousness as a bunch of rules. You know, of course, we do have our rules. We have, you know, four regulative principles. No mushrooms, no chocolate. You know, anyway. What are the other two? I forget. Anyway, so we have. No, no. Anyway, whatever. So, no iPads. You know, anyway, so we have our four regulative, but Prabhupada said, don't present it as a bunch of rules. He was advising Ridhananda Maharaj in this way. The whole point of our outreach is to engage people. And then by engaging people, they develop a taste. Then, when they develop a taste, they begin to understand that there's a goal in life. And that goal is not the Epicurean dream or the Charvaka Muni dream. You know, Charvaka Muni, beg, borrow, steal, get yourself some ghee. Or Epicurean, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, Epicurus, for tomorrow you may die. You know, but the goal is loving exchange with Krishna. But in the meantime, you can give them other goals, like get the hell out of the material world. I get these letters all the time from people. I said, I just want to get out of the material world. I said, that's good. I don't heavy them out saying, hey, that's self-centered. That's mukti. No, I don't heavy them out. So the whole idea, the point I'm making is Krishna comes down to engage people. He understands when they're going to be in Maya, like he did with the demigods. He doesn't put them in Maya. Don't blame him. And we should act in the same way. You can actually use people's attachments to engage them in devotional service. Like a demigod, you know, they just wanted to. I mean, there's so many stories. Like Aditi, you know, at one point, she wanted, you know, this is later on in this whole story. Bali Maharaj had taken over the heavenly planets and everything like that. So Aditi, the mother of the demigods, wanted to bring her sons back. So it was an opportunity for her husband, Kashyapa, to engage her in devotional service. You know, it's very interesting. Or even the Avditi, one time she wanted to kill Indra. You know the story? And so she had performed this month-long payovrata. Actually, it's interesting. You see all these different payovratas there. You know, just existing by drinking milk for a month or something like that. And another thing she had to do. But she was engaged in devotional service. So by the end of the month, of course, she had made a mistake, too. When Indra tried to kill her children who were supposed to kill him, her children, ultimately, the Maruts, became Indra's friends. You know, Indra. Of course, Indra tried to do an abortion inside, you know, with a knife, he used his thunderbolt, and he got 49 kids out of it, 7 times 7. So this is really the point I'm making, that our business is to engage people somehow, with hearing the holy name, taking prasadam, doing a little service. Not that we put these barriers, you know, someone comes to the temple, you know, got the 4 regulator principles, 16 rounds, and they don't even want to be devotees yet. Isn't it? I mean, it's just amazing. It's like telling someone they have to go to medical school and they don't want to be a doctor. You know, or going to the university and they don't want to, you know, study some subject matter that they don't want. So first we have to evoke, or Krishna evokes in someone, the desire to be Krishna conscious by engagement in devotional service. So anyway, so that was my point. Krishna's doing that here. So any questions or comments? Yes.
I know it's important to motivate the devotees. So I want to get the hell out of the material world.
Yeah.
We don't want
to. No, we don't want to tell them it's bad.
But Lord Chaitanya does say in the fourth verse of the Sri Shastika,
yeah,
I want to just serve the birth after birth.
Mama Janmani Janmani Sure Bhagavad Bhakti Hati.
So ultimately, we know that just by doing service to Krishna purely, that we get out of the material world.
Yeah.
But if we want mukti, it's really not going to lead to bhakti.
No. But in the beginning, it may be an impetus. Like Krishna says, Chaturvidha Bhajanti Mam. You know, 4 types of people. And even one of Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastikas is, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkuram. I'm your servant. Patita Mambu Shameva Bambudo. Kripya Tapa Pada Pankaja. Sita, save me. You know, fix me is one of the animate your lotus feet. And you do have verses like, you know, Krishna, 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 hey, Rakshamam, you know, Pahimam, save me. So, you know, like the demigods here, see Krishna, another point is, Krishna is appealing to the demigods not to do devotional service so much, but he said, you know, to accomplish your purposes. Actually, you say that in the next verse, too. That, this verse too, but the next verse he actually gets into more detail. He says, this is your purpose. He's not saying, he doesn't say right here, to please me, which is interesting. He says, you should make a truce with demons as long as you are not flourishing. Now, you know, if they were all pure devotees, Krishna would just say, you know, hey, it's my mercy, you know, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Sounds very diplomatic in that.
Yeah, he's very diplomatic. He's not pushing the highest goal, the highest truth on these demigods. He doesn't say, you know, just take this as my mercy, yashaham anugrinami harishe tadanam shanai. For those who I especially favor, I take away everything, I've given you some special mercy here. So take it and chant your rounds, my dear demigods. Because this material world is miserable. He doesn't say that here. He says, you know, basically, if you want to flourish, do this. So he's... It's like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you want to keep devotees, give them balam rice with ghee on it. Or servant. If you want to keep a servant, you give them balam rice with ghee. So... you have to present, not you have to, but I mean, Krishna here is making plans to engage them according to their specific nature in devotional service. So, yes, of course, we do present that the ultimate goal is mama janmani janmani shreita bhavata bhakti ahaitaki tvaya. I mean, we do present that. But if someone is... I get it all the time that someone says, I'm overwhelmed with guilt because I want to get out of the material world. I mean, people write to me all the time that I'm feeling so guilty I'm not on the highest platform. I said, don't worry. Like even Prabhupada said, one devotee said to Prabhupada, I just want to take birth after birth to serve. And Prabhupada said, no, you should want to get out of the material world. Now, Prabhupada wouldn't say that to Vasudev Dutt. Would he? I don't think so. You know, Vasudev Dutt said, you know, I'm willing to take... is to live in the material world unlimitedly, just so that everybody else would go back. Prabhupada wouldn't preach to him, you know, no, you should want to go back. But of course, Lord Chaitanya mitigated, I mean, he dealt with Vasudev Dutt, but the point is, this preaching is different to everybody. You know, how do we encourage people in devotional service? And just take some prasadam. I mean, like Prabhupada said, one who takes a sweet ball, they will become come to the temple and become a devotee. And Prabhupada said, that's simply wonderful or something like that. In that particular conversation, one of the devotees said to Prabhupada, you are simply wonderful. So, this is it, you know, another thing Prabhupada said is in like a pin, out like a plow. You know, so Prabhupada was very specific, don't present Krishna consciousness just as a bunch of rules and regulations. Because people get discouraged. You know, the first time someone comes to the temple, the Sunday feast, someone's saying, you gotta, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. You put the rules in the wall. And then the poor university student puts it, this is my whole life. I mean, first of all, he hasn't dealt with the whys. It's just like there's one famous lecture, Simon Sinek. I don't know if you've ever seen of his stuff. He talks with begin with the whys. You ever seen any of his lectures? I highly recommend you watch it because it'll help you understand how to present Krishna consciousness to others. He says you begin with the whys. You know, why? Then you can get to the how and what. But the devotees, sometimes, they present the how before the whys. It's just how. You know, why? You know, the why is we need a loving relationship with Krishna, we have a loving propensity. Like Prabhupada presents at the beginning of the 10th canto. He says we have a loving propensity, and that loving propensity will be more or less, you know, hit the wall. I'm just paraphrasing what Prabhupada said. And we want our loving propensity to go on forever. And that's how I like to present Krishna consciousness to others. You know, it's a system of love that we can express our love unlimitedly. And then Prabhupada goes out. Then the 10th canto is described by Srila Prabhupada in his Krishna book. Okay. On that happy note, the regulated principles, Gijai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Gijai, Radhika Lokananda, Gijai.
Kandara Bhagavad Gita Madhya. Amen. Shila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON, founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Gopi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridasa Thakur ki jai, friends say, Guru Srila Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara, Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopala Sayam Kund Radha Gunda, Girigauran ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuradam ki jai, Adipadam ki jai, Jagadam Sami ki jai, Shrimati Vasudev ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Vrindananda ki jai. All glorious is Sambal devotees, all glorious is Sambal devotees, all glorious is Sambal. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. So reading the translation. O Lord Hari, I wasted my life. Although I have taken this very human birth, I have not served Radha and Krishna, and I have thus knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy name. Why did my attraction to that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not accepted the means for relieving it. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Raj, became the son of Sachi, and Balaram became the god. The holy name delivered all these souls who were lowly and wretched. Two sinners, Jagai and Malai, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottamada says, O Lord, please do not push me away from the reddish lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you? Narottamada stopped with you, so, any announcements? No. Breakfast this morning at 9 o'clock, White House. Okay, all glories to His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.